Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's spend a moment listening to what God is saying to us today. Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the wonderful things you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. It's good for us to ask the question, what is praise? It certainly isn't simply a matter of singing a few Christian songs, beautiful as they may be. And it doesn't necessarily happen when we attend a service of worship. It has to do with the state of our hearts, not just our mouths, that's the point. We can read the Bible and sing spiritual songs all day long, but if our words are not flowing from a heart that is in love with God, then we're just going through the motions. In this psalm, David speaks of praising God with his whole heart. He knew that his life depended upon God, and his praise flowed from the recognition that without the Lord, he would have been totally lost. This is a challenge to all of us, isn't it? Half-hearted worship is totally inappropriate when worshipping the God who has given us everything. C.H. Spurgeon, the famous Victorian Baptist preacher, put it well when he said, "A half heart is no heart at all." We can't be sure when David wrote this psalm, but it's been suggested that it might have been after he had slain Goliath. What is clear if you read on through this psalm is that he had been up against fearful opposition. He'd been taunted by his enemies and snatched back from the jaws of death. David's outpouring of praise was rooted in specific experiences of God's grace and power. We may well not have faced the extreme dangers that David confronted, but we've all been through times of challenge and difficulty, haven't we? We've faced illness, we've faced the death of people close to us, we've had disappointments and so on. And through it all, the presence and care of God has been with us. Our praise needs to be rooted in those experiences, just as it was for David. He referred to the marvelous things that God had done for him. It's important that we don't forget the equally marvelous things that God has graciously done in our own lives so that we can use them as a springboard for our worship and our praise. Let me ask you a question. What are three of the marvelous things that God has done in your life? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we praise your name because you blessed our lives in countless ways. Help us never to forget the marvelous things that you have done. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. These talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a wonderful day.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Stephen.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.